I'm sitting here in the lounge, I don't know what the official name for it is, and at my table are three kernel developers. Maybe you guys could introduce yourself and maybe tell our listeners at the radio what you did here, what your talk was. I will first give the mic to John Kasur.
Hi, my name is John Kasur. It's a little bit hard to pronounce, so don't worry about it. So I work for Red Hat, and I'm on the real-time team, and I gave a little talk here that was kind of an introduction to how real-time works, mostly from user space, but a little bit about the changes that occurred recently in the 3.0 kernel.
Hello, my name is Jörg Rödel. I'm a kernel developer. I work for AMD, and I write and maintain IOMMU drivers and work on virtualization, which means mostly KVM stuff.
My name is Steve Rosted. I'm here because Jörg invited me, and I came here. I work for Red Hat as well, and I'm also on the real-time team, but I also do a lot of upstream work. I'm the maintainer and main developer of F-Trace, which is the tracing infrastructure inside the kernel. I also am the stable real-time kernel maintainer for the stable real-time tree. Not the mainline tree, just the stable, the real-time tree. There is a difference. I also do lots of little utilities within the kernel, and I've worked on the scheduler and other aspects of it as well. And I gave a talk today on some of the on Kernel Shark, which is what part of the tracing utility F-Trace is of the kernel. It's a GUI utility that I wrote, and I also gave a workshop on how to use F-Trace to learn what's going on within the kernel.
Well, usually I would expect you at a conference like the LCA in Australia or Linux Plumpers conference also. And the Chemnitzer Linux Tag is more a user-oriented conference. And usually I wouldn't expect a kernel developer here. So what brings you here, and do you profit from this conference, or do you more give your knowledge to other users?
So this is John again. I'm a Canadian person, but I live in Germany and I work from home. And it's really important when you do that to get out and have contact with other computer people now and then. There is a whole kernel tract at the conference, but I think I benefit from seeing the larger perspective of everything that you can use a computer for, and not only being immersed just in kernel stuff. So I mentioned earlier that one of the talks that I saw was about LilyPond, which is some software that you can use to write music, and it's great to see these kind of end things as well.
I actually organized the kernel track. I invited most of the kernel developers here, and I started organizing these kernel tracks 3 years ago. Yeah, to bring some more technical stuff to this conference. I actually visited all Chemnitzer Linux Tages that happened so far, which are 14th, I think. And I wanted to continue that, and it's actually good to bring some more technical stuff to the talk section, I think.
Hi, this is Steve again. I came because Jörg invited me, and yeah, it's good. I live in the States, and I have lived in Germany on and off from 2003 to 2006, and I do find it sometimes to, you know, jump across the great big pond every so often to meet people that I don't always get a chance to see. And this was actually one of those chances that, okay, I'm coming in, John Kasur, Frederick Weisbecker, and a few other people that were here that I work with all the time, but I never actually see them. I only work with them virtually on, you know, IRC and such. So coming to Chemnitz for that, it was actually good. And I've never been to Chemnitz, so I wanted to come here and see it and see the big Karl Marx head.
Jörg, a question to you. Will it happen in the next kernel track on the next Linux days? What do you think, next Linux talk?
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to organize another kernel track for next year. And we had a lot of fun this time, and I'm sure we can repeat this next year.
So I thank you all, guys, for your time, and have a nice time here in Chemnitz. Thank you.